So hi, everybody. My name is Jeff. I'm sitting in this comfy chair, but I think I'm going to get up and walk around because it feels kind of weird to be in such a nice, cozy chair. So my name is Jeff Chekai. I write and draw books. I live in a town called Somerville. Have you guys ever heard of Somerville, Massachusetts? Yeah. Anyone from Somerville? Woo! All right, come say hi if you see me. I draw a lot in Diesel Cafe in Davis Square. Oops, hello, Froggy. So, I've written a bunch of books. This is a book called Hip and Hop Don't Stop. It's about a rabbit and a turtle that are rappers. But I'm not going to read that today. This is a book called Austin Lost in America. This is a book about this dog named Austin who runs away from a pet store and goes all across the country. So this is like a US geography book where you learn funny facts about the states. I'm not gonna read this one. Oh, look at that. I couldn't do that again if I tried. Here's a book about called Oink-a-Doodle-Moo, which is a super silly book. Kind of, you know how to play telephone where you whisper a secret to somebody and it keeps getting sillier and sillier. It's like that, but with animals. But I'm not gonna read this one. Let's see if I can throw it into the cushion again. All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to read two books, but there's a problem in that these are books. This is a book just for cats. So this is, if there are any people in this library, you have to leave. This is only for cats. Okay. All right. This sounds good. So here's the deal. Because this is a book for cats, I have to dress like a cat a little bit. So this is kind of strange, but it was in the rider I had to sign to appear at the Boston, but hopefully this won't mess up my microphone. It's okay? All right. So here are my ears. Here's my tail. It's getting kind of mangy at this point. And here is my cat sweater. Check this out. See the back? I heart cats. Can you see what the little buttons are? Yeah, they're little mice, see? And so now I'm ready to hit the club. I'm looking good. All right, so you guys ready for this book called Cat Secrets? Okay. Cat Secrets by Jeff Chekai. Shh! Says that right on the cover. All right, here's the Cat Secrets book. It's locked up in a case, and there's a lock on the book, so nobody can get in and read the cat's secrets. Whoops. There's a secret note from my cat. All right, so here's the cat saying, come on, come on. All right, here come the cats. You read it, it says cat secrets. Here they come. And then this cat, whose name is Tucker, says, stop! Stop reading right now. This book right here, is for cats only. This means that if you are a bird, a dog, a snake, a fish, a girl, a bear, a boy, and especially if you're a mouse, tap, 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 tap. And so, guys, can you see the tiny little mouse there? So keep an eye on the mouse, because the mouse is going to keep popping up in the book. Especially if you're a mouse, you should close this book now. Yeah, no peeking elephants. Okay, now that only cats are reading, we can begin. The first cat secret is, wait, wait. Whisper, whisper, whisper. Whisper, whisper, whisper. And then they look kind of mad. And they say, it has come to my attention that someone other than a cat may be reading this book. Shame on you. Hey, you. Yes, you. You don't look very much like a cat. How do we know if they are cats or not? We can test them. But how? And then they think about it. And they say, okay, if you're really a cat, let's hear you meow. Yeah, yeah. Let's hear you meow. All right, they're listening. And as you can see, watch, there comes the mouse. He's sneaking up. Keep meowing, they're still listening. There's the mouse, and he's going to get the book. And then he zips away. That was actually a pretty good meow. I guess they really are all cats. I'm still not convinced. Let's hear them purr. They'll never get that one. Yeah, this guy's good at purring. Purr. All right, and there's the mouse again. See, the mouse is coming down on a string. He's gonna try to grab. He's going to grab the book. It's almost there. And then he zips away. That sounded like a purr to me. Me too. I guess I'll start revealing our cat secrets. Wait, I know. Let's see them stretch like a kitty. Can you guys stretch like a cat? Yeah, some good stretching. That's a good stretch right there. That's cat-like stretch. And so here's the little cat jumps up and stretches. And it looks like you tricked them again. It says, look, they're stretching just like cats do. All right. Well, I guess it's safe to reveal our secrets now. Uh-oh, and here comes the mouse again. See what it's on? It's on a little skateboard. See? There he comes. Wait, I guess it's safe to reveal our secrets now. We need one more test. There must be something else that cats do all the time. Yeah, what about taking cat naps? Yes, of course, naps. And the cat lifts up the book, and the mouse misses it again on his skateboard. All right, and so, if you absolutely, really, truly are a cat, let's see you take a nap. All right, this is for the parents. Now we all tiptoe away. We're waiting. So, this cat's asleep. But these two cats are watching to make sure you guys don't read the book. All right, you can peek. You can keep napping, but peek so you can see the book. All right, this cat's asleep. Yawn. This cat's getting sleepy. But Tucker, he's staying awake. Tap, 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 tap. Uh-oh, yeah, you're right. This cat's asleep. This cat's asleep. Yawn. There's the mouse peeking in. Uh-oh, this is a terrible end of a book, guys. I'm sorry to say. All right, this cat's asleep, this cat's asleep. This cat, Tucker, can't keep his eyes open. And there's the mouse. They're all asleep. And this is the end of the book, guys. I hate to do this to you, but this is how Cat Secrets ends. The mouse gets to read the cat's secrets. And that's the end. We don't get to know. Thank you. All right. Cat costume off. Raise your hand if you have a cat. All right. Two cats. All right, hands down. Raise your hand if you have a dog. Whoa. I guess this is like a city crowd. You have a dog? What's your dog's name? Oh, we don't have a dog? You could have made something up. I wasn't going to test you. Does anyone have a different kind of pet, like a more unusual pet? You have a fish? That's a good one. You have fish, too? What do you have?
I have a pig.
You have a pig? What's your pig's name? Got to be quicker if you're going to make something up. All right, so next thing, I have a brand new book. This one just came out. It's called Dog Rules. And this book, if there are any people in the library, you must leave. This is for dogs only. The people in the back keep looking at me like I really am an authority figure. All right. Oh, wait, I have a dog. First of all, I have to take off my cat tail.
It's not a dog tail.
Yeah, it's not a dog tail. I have dog ears. I have this awesome dog shirt. I don't think I'm going to put it on because I'm afraid I'm going to disturb my microphone. Bahama Papa. All right, anyway. And I've got this kind of a nasty dog tail. I don't know. It's kind of gross. I have to find a better dog costume, people. If you see a really good dog costume, get in touch. And I have a dog sweater. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Is everything on up here still? Okay. So here's my dog sweater. It's very similar to the cat sweater. A teacher found this for me. Isn't that cool? She really liked thrift shopping. All right, this book is called Dog Rules. And on the back, the first thing you could see is there's the cat, one of the cats from Cat Secrets. And that cat is reading a book that says, How to Fool Dogs. So we'll have to keep an eye out. And the other thing you can notice is there's a bird and a baby Bjorn saying, Tweet! All right, so let's see what happens in this book. All right, first thing that happens, bird rule. It was going to be called Bird Rules, but the cat crossed it out and made it say Dog Rules. So this cat looks like it's up to no good. All right, the cat puts down something. It looks like a nest, and it looks like the nest might even have a little note inside. You think it's a note? All right, and the cat zips away, and here come the dogs, and they say, What's this? There's a note. So they pick it up, and there's the cat peeking in. The cat thinks this is all pretty funny. The note says, Instructions, sit on nest, hatch egg, teach baby to be a good dog. And the dog says, That's funny. I don't recall being hatched from an egg, but I guess it was a long time ago. So, the two dogs sit on the nest. The dog knits, sits in the rain, sits in the snow, and then rumble, 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 the egg cracks, and pop, out pops
a bird,
and the bird says, Mama! And the cat thinks that's hysterical. And the dog says, I think there must be some mistake, little one. I'm pretty sure that I'm a boy dog. Mama! He's got your eyes. Also, you don't really look like a dog. Now you've gone and made our baby cry. I'm sorry, Junior.
Mama!
The note says that we should teach our puppy to be a good dog. Let's get to work. All right, so now they have to teach this, is that a puppy? This bird to be a good dog. All right, growling is an important part of any dog's day. Ready? It's time for you to show Junior how to growl. Can you guys growl? Yeah, that's a good one. Whoa, that's a little scary up here. Grrr. That's some good growling. That was some fabulous growling. Now it's your turn, Junior. All right, now it's the bird's turn to growl. Let's see what happens. Tweet! And the cat thinks that's funny. And zips away. Zip.
Hysterical.
Why don't we try something else? Dogs love to do tricks. Let's show Junior how to roll over. Can you guys roll over? Don't, like, crush anybody else. Can you roll over like a dog? Yeah, look at this. There's some dogs. Good job. All right. Roll, roll. Nice job. Keep it up. And then look what this bird is doing. Can you see what the bird's doing? On this page. Yep. See, the bird's getting a worm, and the dog says, Wait a minute, what are you doing? Slurp. Are you eating a worm? Dogs do not eat worms. And then this dog that is eating worms says, bleh. And the translation is, they actually taste pretty good. Being a parent is confusing. Tell me about it. I just ate worms. Okay. It's time for the most exciting lesson of all, barking. Everybody bark. Good barking. All right, and then it's the bird's turn. Tweet! No, it's like this. All right, everybody bark again. All right, and the cat thinks it's so funny. It fooled the dogs. Tweet, 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 tweet. Our puppy hatched from an egg, tweets, flies, and eats worms. Have we been raising a baby bird this entire time? And the cat says, And they say, guess we have. But Junior, that doesn't mean we love you any less. You can tweet all you want. And that kind of makes the cat mad. And then here comes the cat. The bird flies off. Flap, 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 flap. And the cat's still laughing. And then, uh-oh. The bird looks at the cat. And the bird says, woof! And the cat falls down. I've never been more proud. Our little puppy's all grown up. And that's the end of that one. Does anybody, I'm gonna draw a picture, but does anyone have any questions about writing, drawing books? How about a what? A dog? All right, let me think. All right, can somebody name an unusual animal? Yes.
Snake.
A snake, all right. Snake. Any more, another, I need another animal, yes.
Tadpole,
okay, that's a tricky one. Snake, tadpole, how about one more animal, yeah. A cow? Ooh, okay. All right, so what, I'm gonna try to draw a snake, tadpole, cow. What does this thing like to do? It doesn't have to do animal things, yes. Read books. That's a very good answer. Oh, by the way, I'll be signing books, I think, out there when this is done. All right, read books. Later. Yes. Wait, I called on you. Let me call on somebody else. I called on you, somebody else. You. I don't think I called on you, did I? What is it like to do? I know. Play what though? Like, does it like to play a sport or dress up or play a sport? What kind? What's your favorite sport? Hockey? Is that what you said? Hockey? All right. It likes to read books, play hockey. Maybe one more thing. Yeah.
It likes to swim.
Okay. All right. This is getting trickier. I'm gonna try to draw a snake, tadpole, cow. That likes to read books, play hockey, and swim. What's this thing's?
I have a cat called Bella.
You have a cat called Bella? Thanks for letting me know. Is this creature, what's this creature's personality? Happy, angry, sad?
Grumpy.
All right. Grumpy. Anything else? Maybe one more personality called on you. Anybody else have any ideas? All right, good. Grumpy and funny. All right, here we go. I'm gonna try to draw a snake, tadpole, cow that reads books, plays hockey, swims, is grumpy and funny. So I always start with the eyes for some reason. So let's put the eyes there. And maybe it'll be wearing glasses, because I'm wearing glasses. Glasses, and it's grumpy, so maybe I do this. That kind of makes it grumpy, right? All right, so now I have to make sure that I put all the things. Snake and tadpole are very similar looking. So let's draw a snake head, maybe with some teeth. There we go. All right, likes to read books and swim. All right, so let's put a life preserver around its neck. All right, so far so good. Now, all right, I got a snake, I got something ready for swimming. It's gotta play hockey and it's gotta be a cow. So let's start to draw a cow body. And then it's gonna have like a tadpole tail, just kind of like that. All right, cows a lot of times have spots. Let's give it some spots. It is grumpy, funny. We'll get to funny at some point. Have its mouth open. It has to be reading a book. So with one of its cow hands, it's reading a book. What's your favorite book?
Thomas Books.
What, Thomas Books? You should have said Cat Secrets or Dog Rules, kid. All right, he's reading a Thomas the Engine Train book. And there's Thomas. I know it doesn't look like Thomas. We just have to pretend, okay? All right, so reading, and then he's got to be playing hockey too. So with its back, This is always where I get into trouble here. It's like a comic book, yeah. All right, so here's a hockey stick with its back. And then let's give it an udder because it's a cow. Am I forgetting anything here? Read books. There's its udder. All right. Oh, it's got, all right. Who knows a really short joke? Okay, yes. All right, listen. Like a knock-knock joke would be great. All right. All right. Knock-knock. Who's there? Interrupting cat. Always fall for that. All right, so this thing's telling a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. All right, so let me make sure I got everything. It's a snake, it's a tadpole, it's a cow, it's reading a book, it's playing hockey, it's swimming, it's grumpy, and it's telling a funny joke. All right, we need a name for this. Somebody give me its first name. Yes. What, Stinky? Snakey. Okay, Snakey's good. All right, what's his middle name? Ollie. Okay, Snakey, Ollie. And what's its last name? Somebody I haven't called on. I haven't called on you. Oh, good. Snakey, Ollie. Pressure's on.
Hillam.
What is it?
Hillam.
Hillam?
Yeah.
Is that your last name?
Yeah.
Nah. All right. How do you spell it? H-I-L-L-A-M. All right. So here is a snake tadpole cow that reads books, plays hockey, swims, is grumpy, funny, tells knock-knock jokes, and its name is Snakey Ollie Hillam. Thank you. Here, I'll sign it. All right. Any final questions? I'm going to go sign books in a minute or two. Yes, you have a question? What? I can't hear what he's saying. Sorry. Oh, he doesn't know. He's just raising his hand. If there's no further questions, I'm going to end it now. I'll be signing books over there. My name's Jeff Chakai. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the rest of the festival.